If you all remember, in 2018, India signed a major defense deal with Russia. It was a bold step. India decided to buy 5 squadrons of the powerful S-400 air defense system. The deal was worth about $5.43 billion, and it was seen as a game changer for India's security. Fast forward today, 3 squadrons have already arrived and are deployed along India's northern and eastern borders. These systems are now part of India's air defense network, always on alert, ready to track and take down enemy aircraft, drones or even missiles if needed. But here's the problem. The last 2 squadrons are still stuck. Why is there a delay? Well, Russia is currently dealing with its own set of troubles. The Ukraine war, global sanctions and logistical challenges. To solve this problem, Russia has come up with a fresh offer to India. Why not let India build some of the S-400 parts on its own? Instead of waiting endlessly for shipments, India could start making the system's crucial components right here at home. This is not just a quick fix, it's a long-term solution. If India accepts, it could manufacture and maintain its S-400 units without depending too much on Russian shipments. Plus, it opens the door to possibly expanding India's air defense capabilities in the future. Now, this offer also fits perfectly with India's Make in India mission, which encourages local defense production instead of relying on foreign suppliers. Now, this sounds like a great deal, but there are some major hurdles. Number 1. Russia would have to share critical information regarding the S-400, and India would need to set up an entire supply chain. Point number 2. India and Russia will have to agree on what can be built locally and what must still be imported. Point number 3. Many Russian defense companies are under international restrictions, which could create problems in sourcing raw materials or even financial transactions. While India is considering Russia's offer, it's also working on its own long-range air defense system, which is called Project Kusha. Led by DRDO, this system aims to match or even surpass the S-400's capabilities. If everything goes as planned, by 2028-29, India might have its own advanced air defense system, completely designed, developed and manufactured within the country. Now what's next? India now faces a crucial decision. Should India accept Russia's offer and speed up its S-400 capabilities or focus on developing its own system for the future? In my previous video, I have already explained why Russia is making such big offers to India. Given the current global situation and the high level of uncertainty in geopolitics, you might feel that Russia is offering a bit too much to India. I have explained the reasons behind this point by point in my last video. Anyhow, whichever path India takes, one thing is clear. The days of depending solely on foreign weapons are slowly coming to an end. The next few years will shape India's future in defense like never before. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.